This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Weather Service says there could be minor flooding along the Fountain Creek watershed today. The Weather Service issuing that flood warning for the creek that will last through the evening hours. A warning predicting the creek set to rise to its flood stage at about 11.5 feet this morning, expected to crest at just over 12 feet before starting to recede this afternoon. Manitou Springs School District 14 New Pass Elementary School closed today due to excessive water in the building. There was an early release in Woodland Park Schools due to that more snow that we saw in Tyler County. The snow continuing to go on right now. Also in Black Forest Road, north and southbound between Volmer Road, or north of Volmer Road, closed indefinitely due to flooding. The weather moving in last night also created a bad accident on I-25. A semi-truck flipped over, causing some heavy damage to the front of the cab. Happened on the southbound side of the interstate, just south of the Palmer Lake Monument exit. The driver is expected to be okay. A Taylor County Sheriff's Office investigation underway after a body was found off of Gold Camp Road. The Sheriff's Office says the body was found about 4 miles west of the El Paso County, Taylor County line Tuesday afternoon. Investigators believe the body is a black male anywhere between 18 and 24 years old. A gunshot wound was found on the man's body. Anyone with information asked to contact the Taylor County Sheriff's Office.
Now to Woodland Park, where the Woodland Park School Board last night extended the contract of a controversial interim superintendent. Dozens of community members turned out for the meeting, many voicing frustration and support over the decision.
Please, people, please choose to take these people out of power in November. They do not deserve to represent Woodland Park School District.
Children need to learn ABC, 1, 2, 3, not for gender identity.
The school board unanimously voting Ken Witt in as superintendent for another year. The school board says Witt's contract was written with the ability to offer this one-year extension. However, they say an extensive search for a permanent superintendent will be held this winter. Voter turnout for next week's runoff for Colorado Springs mayor nearly has reached 25%. The latest vote totals provided by the city clerk's office now shows more than 76,000 ballots for the election have been returned through Monday. That's slightly ahead of the number of ballots returned through the same period of 2015 when Colorado Springs held its last runoff election. City Clerk Sarah Johnson yesterday on KRDO's Midday Edition saying that they are hopeful for higher turnouts.
So we're thinking we'll probably get in the 40%. I mean, we'd love to get, 100% turnout, obviously. The ballots are out there to people. But I think realistically we'll be in the 40% range, somewhere between 40 and 50%. We tend to get, around 20,000 to 30,000 on election day. So that will put us in the 40% range.
During the April municipal election, voter turnout sat at about 35%. Voters have until Tuesday at 7 p.m. to return their ballots. And Pikes Peak National Cemetery is inviting the public to a burial ceremony for four veterans who died without having someone claim their remains. A nonprofit organization is covering the cost of the burial, which will happen at the cemetery this morning. It happened this morning. Three of the vets served in the Army and one served in the Air Force. Three of the four served during the Vietnam War era.
Unsettled weather here for the next couple of days with afternoon and evening rain showers and embedded thunderstorms. Kind of cool this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s around Colorado Springs, mid and upper 60s for the Pueblo area. Could see some rain showers again for the Friday morning commute and then more isolated shower and thunderstorm activity Friday afternoon and evening. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.